Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of Serendipity at the Numbers. I'm King Edio, here with my two co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey y'all, this is Simone the Water Bear.
Hey, what's up? This is Sorcerer from Serendipity.
This episode, we got local rapper Bon Wavy to come through and talk to us about his career thus far, how he got to where he is, and he even spit some game for the youth. Stay tuned till the end to get our social medias and info about playlists featuring the artists talked about in this episode. Hope y'all enjoy. And we have a very special guest. We've been tapped into your music for a little bit now. How about you introduce yourself, let the audience know who you are, what you on, what you're doing?
Yes, sir, man. It's Bon Wavy, Big Wave. I come from the North Poland, you already know, going crazy. So I work Pop Star Villa, baby.
Right.
Be going crazy.
Right. Okay. So I talked about this on like one of our earlier episodes. I was looking for new music. Was tapping into some Portland artists, and then I was just like looking through, and I found your music, and you are the first person I've ever heard out of Portland who's like an actual rager.
Yeah.
And just like to really break into it, how'd you get into music? Like, what, just all the details of who you are, how'd you get into music, all that?
Yeah, I mean, so really to make a long story short, bro, I've been like rapping pretty much my whole life. But, like, recording-wise, like, I started maybe, like early 2018, end of 2017 type time. But, yeah, if you ask anybody that knew me in, like, high school, middle school, like, I was the guy that whenever it was a, you know what I'm saying, at the lunch table and they knocking beats, they asked me to freestyle. Because that was, like, just something I always did. But when it come to recording, I took a year in school. And in school, my roommate was a beat maker. He was a producer. And he would have me like, he was like, bro, rap on this beat just so I can hear if the beat go. So I just started off like, because I was already rapping.
Right.
And then from then, I just asked him like, bro, let me use your computer, bro. I'm about to record. You know, I'm about to go record in the, I was recording in closets, all type of stuff in my car. Eventually, he just let me get Logic off his computer. He like pirated it or something crazy. Right. And then ever since then, I was like, yeah, bro, I'm not going back to school. Because, like, after I finished the year, then I came back to the town. And, like, everybody was just tapping in. Like, people that I know that do music in the town, they tapping in. Like, bro, you hard. You know what I'm saying? Doors opening. So I'm like, if I'm in school, this shit is not going to keep happening. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm going to just stick to the music. So I'm like, I'm not going back to school. And then, yeah, I was rapping in the car. Then I built the studio, and after that, it was over with.
So you got your own studio at your own spot?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to, because like, I was spending so much money at different, you know what I'm saying, studios around the town. I'm like, if I save up for like 2 months, you know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of going to the studio, the money I'm spending, I could build my own.
And right.
So that's what I did.
How old are you, by the way?
22. I turned 22 in March.
Lit, bro. Lit.
Yeah.
So you still young cat out here.
I feel like I'm like 38, bro. It's crazy like that, bro. But yeah, bro, that's what they say. They tell me I'm young.
Right.
So I just live, bro. I'm all about just going crazy the way I can.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
To tap in a little bit, just based off what you're saying, the music, who are some of your influences that you feel like have really, like, shaped your sound now or even just, like, in growing up and just, like, doing your thing?
Yeah. My biggest influence is Lil Wayne.
Really?
Yeah, Lil Wayne is, he the greatest all time. We can debate that. I'm ready for that. Really? But after Lil Wayne, I say recently, more Uzi.
Really?
Like, when Uzi came out, 2016, I was super tapped in. And then 2017 came when he dropped his
Love Is Rage.
And he dropped that Love Is Rage too.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, I could show you my Apple Music replay right now. Like, it was nothing but Uzi for 2017.
Thanks.
Like, maybe a little bit of like Ray Shrimp, because that's when they was popping back then. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, Uzi and Wayne is probably my two biggest influences. And then other than just like, I have to say also my cousin. I got a big cousin that rap. And so that was a big reason why I started rapping, because like, I got three cousins, and they always rapping. Like, when I was a kid, they had a studio in the basement.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was a little kid running around while they rapping. They got all the rappers in Portland, you know what I'm saying, coming through and I'm just a little kid, and I'm seeing them rap. I had a little notepad because of my big cousin. So his flow and his style was already like, when I was rapping, I was trying to rap like him when I was a kid. And so that's really, but right now, I'll say Lil Wayne, Uzi, and I've been really tapped in with a whole lot of Red.
Yes,
I've been tapped in that, and I done been in so many arguments with people trying to tell them like, bro, nah, bro, you gotta form your own opinion. Like, it's really hard.
This is okay. Bless your soul, bro. Cause whole lot of Red, like, that's been my I'm a pretty big Cardi fan.
Yeah, we right here with
it. Yeah, we right here with it. That we did some research and like we hit your Twitter and you said Teen X is the pinnacle of music, and I agree. Teen X is code.
So it's like, as an artist, I just be like, bro, went into the studio and did that.
Right.
Like, I couldn't imagine being an engineer and he like, all right, run it. Like, come on, bro. He went crazy.
Right.
That's different, bro. He's different for that. You got to respect it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say something like that has like really influenced how you're moving now?
I say, yeah. Because like, this is the thing. When I was doing my race, it was like, it was hard to find beats like that. Mm-hmm. But I had a producer that was in my corner that was like, I was able to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
But once Cardi dropped a whole lot of Red,
everybody started
it being a lot easier to find them type of beats. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. Really? You know what I mean? You see how the landscape changed. And like, only people that's tapped into that world could really see that. You know what I mean? People that don't really, they just, the everyday listener is not going to know that. You know what I'm saying? Producers start making more tight beats. That's a whole lot of Red Cardi. Right. And they running up 100,000 views like that. Because it's just like, that's where the music scene is going right now.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to be a little bit before the wave started. So I'm already a little comfortable in my lane as it's starting to reach, you know what I'm saying?
So you've been on this rage vibe.
Bro, it's crazy. Cyborg Pop Store, I had that ready to drop. And like, I had it ready to drop in like early November.
Yeesh.
Crazy.
Early November, I had the tape ready to drop. So, like, there was like two songs. It's crazy though, because the last song, Never End, then there's a song called Tony Rainwater on there. Those
I really
two
like
songs.
That song.
You like that song? These is Tony Rainwater jeans right here.
Oh, crazy.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Tony Rainwater for the jeans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But those songs, I made them in like December.
Really?
I made them in December, but the whole rest of the album was ready.
So you made, my track right now is New Bapes. Made that song pre Whole Lotta Red?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was before Whole Lotta. The whole tape was before Whole Lotta Red dropped.
That's just crazy.
It's crazy. New Bape go crazy. I was just with my brother. Shout out Meets Rose. That's really my brother, too. It's crazy. Nah. Like, he went crazy. I didn't even say nothing on that. He the one brought me the beat and hopped on it. And I got some New Bape.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. We're recording that, bro. Recording that. Don't even think of nothing else. Just record that.
That track is crazy. That's straight Rager music.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole vibe. Like, because I come from doing, like, you know what I'm saying, real melodic flows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This one, I was like, I'm going to focus. I think I made a tweet about it. I said, I'm going to stop focusing so hard on the lyrics and, like, just go in on the delivery and the energy. You know what I mean? Because, like, when it comes to the lyrics, that honestly comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got to punch and go crazy with the energy so I can know that you feel me. Like, because, like, my biggest thing that I realize is that when I'm showing somebody a song, they mess with it way more tough than if they just heard it off their own.
Right.
Like, I can tell, like, how if somebody hears a song, like, they'll tell me, like, bro, like, I done heard the song in a whole new light now. Like,
right.
So I want, when I'm in the studio, I want to be able to transfer that energy so you can feel like I'm right there with you when I'm recording it. You know what I'm saying? And that's been like my goal. Is that's what I'm trying to do.
Real.
So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I can say you definitely got it, fam. Like, you doing it. Cause yeah, definitely. When I first heard that, I almost like flipped the chair, bro. So like, you got it.
Yeah, bro. The craziest part is like, I just have fun with it.
Right.
Like before, it was like, okay, let me see. Let me make sure I'm making a hit. Ooh, these bars, they gonna like these bars. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, it's a whole different vibe when I'm in the studio. It's just like, bro, turn the beat on if the beat not hitting, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just in the studio, like, right, enjoying myself, mm-hmm, like really doing it for the creation, for the artistic way, like, you know, right, what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just going. And so it's changed my whole outlook on what an artist is. Like, right, it's crazy. Yeah.
Who's producing for you right now?
Right now, I just got a couple new producers. And it's all off of just the internet. You know, right, what I'm saying? Like, I got a couple people that I know, but it's a dude named Zoinks. Mm. Serious Beats. Mm. Zoinks, Serious. My bro Isaiah. That's just because I know him. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I just got tapped in with this dude named Kamu Kamu. Mm-hmm. Low key, friend of town. One of my little homies, Nunu Guapi, he tapped me in with him. Mm-hmm. And his beats is like right up my alley.
Right.
So I just hit him up like, hey, bro, like, me and Nunu got a couple tracks that we was using your beats. Mm-hmm. Let me get some more of those. You know what I'm saying? Them is hitting. And so he's like, oh, yeah, let me hear him. He heard the songs you made. He's like, oh, yeah, you going crazy. And so, yeah, he tapped in now. But, yeah, other than that, bro, YouTube is my biggest resource because, like, at the end of the day, if you ready to put out some bread, you can find some fire.
Right.
If you ready to put down some bread and buy the beat, like, you could really find some heat. Like, the song I got with Chris King, that one is a YouTube beat.
Really?
Mm. And it's crazy because I didn't even buy that. My homie bought the beat and sent it to me to do a feature. And I heard the beat. He sent it to me to do the feature. I heard the beat. I said, bro, let me buy this off of you, bro. I didn't even know Chris King was going to hop on it. I said, bro, let me buy this off of you, bro. I just want to make this a single. Like, all respect to you. Like, we going to get some music, but you know what I'm saying? I want this one.
That's mm-hmm. boss.
Right.
Yeah, that's boss. Awesome.
Hey, that's how you get these hits. Sometimes you got to push it to the side.
That's what I'm saying. And he understood. He already knew what was up. I sent him the little piece I recorded, just the hook. Mm-hmm. I had the hook at that point. He was like, yeah, bro, go crazy. This is sliding. And yeah, so I bought off of him. But yeah, YouTube is like, I don't never knock YouTube. A lot of artists knock YouTube. Mm-hmm. I don't knock it. You just got to understand. You're going to have to put some money down.
Right.
Yeah. And you got to look. You got to look for some beats.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You'll go through a lot of, like, stuff where just, like, tight beats. When you're like, eh, this is not even, like, the vibe I'm trying to feel. Mm-hmm. But then you'll find one, like, after, like, 10 songs.
Needle in the haystack.
Right.
For real. It's a beat on my new tape. When I found it, it had 300 views on YouTube.
Right.
It's crazy. The beat is crazy. Like, it's like a mix between that hyper pop and like dubstep.
Mm. Almost. That's cool.
It's crazy, but it's like it works, and it doesn't just work, like it does it. You know what I mean? It's
crazy.
But yeah, YouTube is a big resource, but at the same time, if you can find a producer that will work with you, that's always going to surpass YouTube.
Right. Because
you'd be able to sit here and be like, nah, I don't want that, bro. Put that right there. Drop that out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and if y'all on the same energy, then the song is just going to be that much better.
Right. Yeah. Real. Okay. We need to talk about what you're listening to right now in general. If it's yourself, if you have any songs that you want us to put in our mix that are from you, let us know what you're tapped into.
Right now. Let me see. But outside of myself, because really, I listen to myself. But outside of myself, I've listened to BK the Ruler.
Crazy.
Let's go.
We love BK. BK the Ruler. It's some luck. All right. It's like this little robot girl. It's like Yami. Y-A-M-E-I-I.
Right.
It's called a Vocaloid. And basically what it is somebody on the piano and it's controlling a voice.
Mm.
So da-na-na-na. But then it'll sing, ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they make it songs out of that though.
Whoa.
Going crazy. So it's Yami and Deco.
Yami and Deco.
But there's a song called Lonely at the Top. That's in my playlist.
Thanks.
It's an artist named Sanjay. He got a take called 222. That right there.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He nice with it. And then whole lot of red, bro.
Let's go. Real.
Whole lot of red. Lancey Foe.
Oh, we love Lancey.
Lancey Foe. I just tapped into Neon Shark, like, just listened to it, like, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That Trippy Red Rock album.
Right.
Hard.
Real.
It's hard. I like it. I like it. I like the, I mean, I like it. I like real, it. I don't have no bad thoughts on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's some of them songs, it's like, yeah, okay.
If it does,
I feel
it,
you.
It does it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, to me, I could see him in that world. So it was like, okay, I see that. And I done got my own little rock joints, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on that. I'll be on that type of time.
Exactly.
I'll be on that type of time. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And then I just got a whole playlist. It's just straight vibes.
Real.
But that's like more, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be anything in there.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 hours long playlist.
Right.
Yeah, feel me? So,
absolutely.
But yeah, as a noun, bro. But in reality, bro, to be real with you, that's like if I want to go slap something. Like,
right.
I really just listen to myself.
Absolutely.
And I really just listen to all of my unreleased and listen to my tape.
Yeah.
Cyborg Popstar. Nah. I slap that. Cyborg Love. That's all I listen to right now.
Real
it's
facts.
My new tape. That's all I've been
that
listening to.
That makes perfect
to.
Sense. Yeah. I don't like people who look down at other people who listen to their own music because it's like, if you're your own favorite musician, like, you got it. Like, if you're a musician, you got to be making your best stuff and that's got to be your favorite.
To me, bro. That's what it is, bro. Because, mm-hmm. like, as an artist, like, my goal, I'm trying to make my favorite song.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know what I mean, I'm a good judge of music. Mm-hmm. To my, you know what I mean? To my own extent. So, I'm trying to make my favorite song every time.
Right.
And so, how I'm going to, you know what I mean? If I can't slap my own music, how I expect
anyone
y'all
else
to slap
right.
it? You know
yeah.
what
right.
I'm saying? That's my outlook on it.
Fact. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, bro, I got these Invisaligns in, so I've been slurring. That's all.
You're balling.
It's good.
Hey, we hearing you loud and clear.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
This is some good energy. I was going to ask you kind of a side note. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you're kind of tapped in with the, like, new generation of music. Have you been connecting with any artists in that? Because it seems like you're really about to, like, pop off real soon. So it's like, have you been connecting with anyone in the underground who's coming up, like, kind of in this new hyper-pop rager wave? Have you been connecting with anybody?
I mean, not really, to be honest.
Really?
I've been so, like, locked in, you know what I mean? And focused, laser-focused on trying to make sure that all my songs is hitting, all the mixes is just at the right. Because I do all my own engineering.
Real.
I do all, because I got the studio at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm recording all these songs and comfort of my home, you know what I'm
right.
saying? But at the same time, I don't got no engineer to make sure that it's the top tier, so I got to really spend time on it.
On
it
yeah.
And so, yeah, but, I mean, out of Portland, the one person that I feel like is really tapped into the new wave that I feel like is, like, on that same type of sound as me. Because there's a lot of artists that I'm tapped in with, but, like, they not on that same sound wave
right,
as I am. So it's just, like, Our music don't clash that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I respect their music, but it's not like I would hop on a song of theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could slide on it, but at the same time, it's just not my type of time.
Right.
But Artie represents Nunu Guapi, man. He's young, and he younger than me, bro. Like 17, 18. He's going crazy. Like,
facts.
Crazy. When I say going crazy, like, take it from me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to, and I'm being humble. Like, I know where I'm at with music. I done put in work enough to be able to know that I'm nice at
right.
what I do. He's nice with it. Bro's
yeah.
nice. Nunu Guapi Youngin.
We might have to get him on too.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, man. He nice with it. And that's
respects.
No, I wouldn't just throw anybody's name out here.
Nah. Big, big respects.
Yeah. He got my respect.
Hell yeah. So, we really wanted to know because If you've been peeping your career and, like, who you rocking with, like, obviously, you know, Chris King, like, it seems like you're about to go off. So it's like, how did you make these connections? How did you get to where you're at now, like, going to L.A., popping back and forth?
Yeah. So basically, what happened was I was at a point in my music where I was like, something got to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of artists that get stuck in the loop.
Right.
So I had to, like, and I was one of those artists, I was like, I ain't paying for no feature. I ain't paying for no placement.
Mm-hmm.
I had to swallow my pride.
Right.
And be like, bro, you got to put some money out. You got to invest in yourself. Because that's really what it is. It's not a purchase, an investment. So I was going around looking for, because you know artists that do like underground mixtape.
Right.
Underground artists come buy a placement on this mixtape. So I was doing, no, I bought one for like 20. Then I bought one for, it was like, I think like 80. Then I bought one for like 120 just to test the waters.
Right.
See if I get any fans from that type of interaction. Mm-hmm. It was kind of working, but I was just like, okay, you kind of get in what you put in type of situation. You pay $80, it's not going to really. 120 showed me that when you pay a little more money, a little more people going to tap in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I saw Chris King, because I've been tapped in with Chris King.
Right.
I saw he was doing one, I think it was like first round draft pick or whatever.
Right.
Just DM'd him like, what's the price? And he hit me with the price. And I was like, instead of just being like, yep, I'm going to send a song. I recorded the video like, hey, bro, this is what the song is.
Right.
And I'm going crazy in the studio playing the beat. And crazy, the beat that I showed him, the song that I showed him. So I showed him the song, I played it. He messaged me right back, like, with the voice message, like, yeah, that shit is hard.
Yeah.
The mixtape, you know what I'm saying? You need to come out for 1,400 out in L.A.
Really?
I'm like, I'm about to buy a ticket right now. Don't play with me. He like, no, slide out here. That shit is hard. Me and you need to get a track. And so I ended up flying out. Same song that I showed him.
Right.
We hopped in the studio. I re-recorded it. He hopped on it, slid on it. That's the video I was talking about. Yeah, hopped on it, slid on it. And then ever since then, like, I've just been tapped in. You know what I'm saying? I was out there. I was rocking with, like, everybody, and I'm not name-dropping, just,
real.
I was out there, you know what I'm saying, meeting people, you know what I mean, and just expanding my network, you feel me, and it was just, like, a reflective moment, like, it all came off that investment,
right?
Because I had to swallow my pride and be like, I'm not finna buy it, because that's what artists say, and, like, I understand it, because you at a certain level, you know what you got, but the world don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Homie with the blue check don't know what you got. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? And so, and that's not to say he has to care at all.
Right.
So you got to swallow your pride and understand, like, regardless of how good you think you are, the world don't know you, bro. So I just had to, you know, and be like, hey, you're going to have to fork up some bread and make an investment. So I bought the placement. But that placement ended up turning into way more than just a couple fans off of a mixtape.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how that came. And so, yeah, ever since then, I just been back and forth.
Facts.
From here to L.A.
Real.
Yeah.
Real. Ooh. Yeah, that's exciting. Would you say, like, so, like, we really want to, on the show, really emphasize a lot of, like, telling young artists, like, giving them some keys, giving them some help into, like, how to get out. Would you say, like, that's something that you would suggest for other people to do?
Yeah. I think it's just keeping your eyes open for opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, more than that, though, you have to be on this every day. Every single day.
Right.
I'm in the studio every day. That's one of the biggest reasons I bought a studio, is because I couldn't get to the studio every day because I couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't afford to fork up $400. $500 every day,
right.
You know what I'm saying, to go to the studio. So I had to save up. But you need to be on it every day. You look at the biggest artists, painters, they're painting every day. They got a sketchbook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're drawing every day. You look at the best athletes, they're running every day. They're in the gym shooting every day. So as an artist, as a rapper, I got to be in the studio working on my craft every day and not just making the same song a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta push myself. Mm. That's why I got rock songs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I got pop joints.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta be around. I gotta push myself and stretch myself. But what I would tell somebody, like, that's low key, because I mean, I got a little cousin that rap.
Right.
I tell him all the time, like, you gotta be on every day. And that's like, that's something I heard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it don't resonate until you like 6 days without recording. You like, you get back in the studio and you feel that slump. Like, it don't feel right. So you got to get back into what you was already on.
Right.
And then, or a month go by and the artist that you was like, ah, oh, he ain't seeing me. You hear it and he, you know what I'm saying, going crazy on you. Y'all hop on the track and he gassing you.
Right.
But you used to feel like you were way better than him because you wasn't working on it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, oh, you got to swallow your pride. You got to understand where you at And you got to understand that just because you nice, that's not going to, it's that a million it. Nice people. Mm-hmm, I got bro. Plenty of friends that's cold at what they do. But if you don't swallow your pride and start trying to learn the business mm-hmm. and start trying to learn the marketing mm-hmm. and start building your brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just thinking that like one day somebody going to pick up your song. Like you have to get to a certain level for that to even happen.
Right.
For somebody to even hear your song and find your song and know who you is. So you have to build yourself up to a point. And so I would say build your brand. I told my little cousin, I said, record 60 songs before you drop one. Mm. Record 60 songs before you drop one. Because you'll record a song and think it's the hardest ever until you record five more songs. Then that song you recorded, it's like, it was cool.
Right.
Mm. So I told him, record 60 songs before you drop one. And that's, get on it every day. 60 right. sound like a lot until you're making 10 songs every day.
Right.
Real.
Until you're making five songs every day, 60 do sound like a lot. But you're not going to be able to make five songs every day if you're not making one song every day.
Right.
Then you're making, you see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's just about getting on it. But yeah, that repetition is important. And then learning the business, learning the game, and then building your brand.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Dang. And you also said that you like master all your music. Do you mix?
Mix.
You mix all
mix.
Your music.
Mastering okay. is a whole different
That's a whole
game,
different
bro.
Ballpark.
So I wish I could master.
No, I'll be rough. So when it comes,
my eggs is all in one basket.
Right.
People ask me why I don't produce, because I'm so nice at rap that I want to make sure like I'm so zoned in, focused. I could put a little bit of attention to it, but then that's attention I ain't rapping
rap.
On.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not to knock the people that do produce and rap and all that.
Right.
Respect to that. To me, I want to make sure 100% of me is into the rap.
Right.
So that's why, like, I don't do too much. I know how to make it sound good.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in the process of like learning how to mix, like what would you say, like because like even like as like we've made music, like we make music
okay.
in that process, like what would you suggest for people like in feeling comfortable about their mixes and like what's a good point to like start putting music out?
That's a good question.
Real.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like for me, I didn't start getting nice with the mix until like this year.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was mixing my own stuff back when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, rapping in the car. You know what I'm saying? I was rapping in the back of my car, mixing off of USB mic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It sounds like I'm recording underwater.
Right.
So, really, it was just over time, I started understanding, like, and, like, if I played you my song, you said, bro, the beat's too loud. Then next song I record, I'm turning the beat down.
Right.
If I played you my song, you said, I couldn't really hear what you said. I would put, like, a little excited or something on the beat so it could be more crisp on my vocals or something
right.
like mm-hmm. that. Compressed. And then like, it just little tweaks here and there that got me to a point to where now I have the ear enough to be able to just be like, all right, that's too loud. But it was just over time.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I go back to record a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do it a lot to know what to fix. Like, it's hard to, you know what I mean? It's like people that a mechanic,
mm-hmm.
they have to learn the whole car so they can know. That's why they have to go through these checks. They check your whole car so
right.
they can know what's wrong with it. If you don't know the alternator versus, I don't know shit about cars. You know, alternator versus the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you're not going to know which one is broke.
Right.
So if you don't know how to use a compressor versus how to use an equalizer, you're not going to know which one is going to fix your vocals.
Right.
And so, it's just, you got to be on it. Also, right. less is more.
Mm.
I was big on, I wanted to shake the car when the beat dropped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be knocking. I wanted to be extra loud, slapping. Mm. But what happens is your vocals get muddy.
Mm-hmm.
The beat start getting, it start clipping. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of stuff you don't want. So, like, I just had to realize, like, all they gotta do is turn it up, bro. So just
yeah.
record it low,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Turn it down a little bit and let the listener turn it up till it knock.
Right.
And so, and when it comes to your vocal, you don't want to add too much to it.
Right.
Like, I used to have a super long track of plugins I got on top of it.
Right.
And as I start getting better and better, literally, I'm just deleting stuff off the
right.
off the voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need less to
achieve it because, like, it's like, yeah, I don't got a metaphor for it.
Right.
Less is more. That's all I can say.
I feel like that's gonna help a lot of people.
I hope so, yeah. Man. Cause this thing, I don't feel like disconnected from them cause like I am them.
Right.
I am that artist that still, like I said, I just now getting nice with the mix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just been doing it. So it's not even that I've been doing it for so long. It's just how much I've been doing it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I know what it takes. You feel me? And really, you just got to get to a comfortability point. You got to make it sound good. It don't have to be the most professional, best mix. It has to sound, it's all about pleasing to the ears.
Right.
It has to sound good. It's plenty of artists that didn't go to art school. You know what I'm saying? Right. They didn't have the proper training. Just because I didn't have the proper training in mixing doesn't mean I don't have the ears for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I listened to music my whole life. So I know a good, what sounds good versus what sounds bad.
Right.
And that's always subjective. But within mix, within a mix, it's not really at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can have a great song, but that song could be thrown in the trash because of the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mix is like, honestly, slept on when it comes to underground artists. Bigger artists, of course, like, they got a whole team that focus on that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You go in the studio, record, and you leave. But underground artists, a big reason a lot ain't popping off is because I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, bro, I can't hear what you said, you know what I'm saying, in the whole song, because the beat was too loud.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, when you came on, your auto-tune was in the wrong key.
Right.
Or you had your compression up so high that your voice was clipping out, and it sound like crunchy, and it's plenty reasons as to why, but it all basically is saying your mix was bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I say, like, if you don't want to put in to learn how to mix, pay somebody to mix it.
Right.
Go to a studio that's gonna mix it for you. But that's a big thing. Really? That's real big.
Bag. It's a bag to get.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, for sure.
But I definitely think, yeah, either learn or put it on the bag.
Yeah.
Real.
I know that's been something that, like, we, like, as a collective making music have had issues with, is, like, mixing it and everything. And I know you're talking about doing a lot of trial and error with it and figuring it out. Do you have any resources you've also used, like, any YouTube channels?
YouTube?
Yeah.
Bro, I forgot bro's name, but it's a, I forgot his name. But he basically, he'll do how to sound like Chief Keef, how to sound like Cardi, how to sound like Uzi. And I just go watch his videos. Mm-hmm. I'll watch his video if I'm just chilling in the crib.
Right.
You know, just watch it. Or if it's something specific I want to do. But YouTube was the biggest thing. Just recently, I brought Pro Tools.
Right.
Because all the studios I was going to,
Everybody was using Pro Tools.
So I was like, let me see what Pro Tools is about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paid for, like, a little Pro Tools class. And, like, it was worth it, I say, but at the same time, I didn't really learn too much that I didn't know.
Right.
It was just about how to use Pro Tools. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's more about the layout that I learned rather than equalizers, compressors, and that whole, you know what I'm saying? Imagers, exciters.
Would you say it was worth the investment? Like, do you think you've, like, elevated?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's not worth it.
Right.
It didn't, like, crazy boost my mixing skills. You know what I mean? I'm not going to gas it like that. But at the same time, I did learn a little bit about equalizers and compressors.
Right.
Specifically, because those are the two things he went over in the short class.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I was able to mix on my own songs. So that was cool.
Right.
And, like, just learning what the professional standard is, that was a big help to let me know, okay, so this is where I'm at, and this is what everybody else is doing. All right, that means I got to fix this, this, and this. And so, yeah, I learned a lot from it.
Real.
But it wasn't like a crazy boost in XP or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's real. Thank you. Thank you for, like, shedding that, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who listen to this who are, like, trying to do what you're doing, and, like, you've proven to us right now, like, in the same position as all of us other Portland artists, like, you're making it out to LA. Like, you...
Crazy.
I appreciate you even saying, like, swallow your pride and, like, be willing to put down money. Be willing to do this. Be willing to, like, put yourself out there. Because, like, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
For real, man. Because, like, it's just... There's so many artists that I know that's talented. That's right. Why I say that. They talented, but they not going to pay somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of artists. This artist I'm thinking about right now, he don't got songs in the studio because he doesn't want to pay the studio. Mm-hmm. Because he feel like he's so nice that they should feel like they should just invite him in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've been there in my mentality, like, but I know I'm nice. And I know you nice. He nice.
Yes.
But at the same time, bro, like, it's a whole world that's alive out there, bro. Right. Like, you just another person. Mm-hmm. Until you make it like that. Until you make yourself somebody, you just another person. Like, that's something I have to understand.
Right.
Your individuality come from yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you don't owe me nothing. You don't have to know me. You don't have to like my music. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm an individual to me. I'm the GOAT to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't expect you to be like, yeah, bro, you nice, but I'ma just let you rap on my beats for free.
Right.
You know what I mean? True. Even though that's something I would be like, thank you. I appreciate you. That's something that I feel like if I show somebody, I feel like I could earn that.
Right.
By showing them how nice I am. But I can't expect that. And right. I feel like that's where a lot of artists are at right now. Mm-hmm. And they won't admit it. Because I wouldn't admit it if you told me. I would agree with you. They'll sit right here next to me and be like, yeah, shake their head and all of that. But the mindset is there still.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that's internal that you have to, you just got to like, you got to suck it up. You know what I'm saying? What your mama tell you, suck it up, boy.
Real.
You feel me? So that's what it is.
That's facts.
I think a lot of the things keep coming back to like, your mind state and like mental fortitude. Mm-hmm. How did that begin like developing for you? Like, is there anything specifically that you do to like get yourself into that grinder mindset just to like go for it?
Man, I don't know. I feel like it was a moment in my life that flipped so that I was always in that mindset. Mm-hmm. It's not a way that I just get into it. I feel like I'm always thinking like that. I'm always making sure I'm laser focused and you know what I'm saying? But it was a moment, bro. I was working at Plaid Pantry. And I was like, I worked the graveyard. I was like, bro, this shit is, you know, this is crazy. You know what I mean? I didn't care, bro. Like, I was locking the doors, putting the sign up out for lunch. And I'd go home for like 4 hours, bro. And come back because, like, I didn't care. Because, like, I was just like, bro, this, I don't care about this job, bro. This is not nothing, bro. Like, but in that moment, I was rapping during that time. This is like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't way back in the past history. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, bro, I can't, how I'm going to change my family life like this?
Right.
How I'm going to make sure with my kids born that they royalty working at Plaid Pantry?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right, if I'm allowed, even, and I'm, that's not to knock people that work at Plaid Pantry, but it's just to say like, Plaid Pantry was just like, it was where I was at. Right. In reality, in my life, in that moment in time, I was in a place to where like, music was something I wanted to do, but it wasn't like, I wasn't in it every day like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wasn't putting the money down for it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really willing to sacrifice that $400 check. Mm-hmm. Nothing measly dollars, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't willing to sacrifice that because I couldn't see past that. I couldn't see, mm-hmm. like, all right, bro, if you spend this $400, you got an opportunity to make $800 off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't understanding that. But it came to the point where I woke up enough times, it was like, bro, I'm not going to work, bro. Like,
right.
I'm not doing this, bro. I quit smoking so I could put money into the music. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't spending as much money on. It's crazy because ever since that day, I quit smoking for music, and I haven't smoked since.
Real.
It's a real story, bro. Real life, bro. I quit sipping the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all of that, bro. Because, like, it's just all of it for me. I'll speak for myself because everybody different. For me, it was all just a distraction.
Right.
It was all just a reason, like, for me to something to do when there's nothing to do.
Right.
When in reality, I could be doing push-ups. Yeah, I could be in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Right. I could be, I could go out, go network, and go meet somebody just with a conversation. But in I'm gonna go to the dispensary. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm gonna go drive to Vancouver so so I can go get some backwoods because I'm too young to buy backwoods here. Really wasting time, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, like having to go back door ways to go get some lean shit like that, like crazy. But it's like stuff like that take days, take time out of your day.
Right.
And time is the one thing you can't get back. That's why I say I feel old, bro, because like, you know what I'm saying? Every day I gotta be on this. And when you really on it every day, like that time, it don't just fly by. Like,
right.
You really live them days. And like, there was a moment, I'll say after I quit and quit smoking and quit all of that, bro, like time just start moving way slower. Like before that, time was flying by. Like, you know what I'm saying? You turn 17, turn 18, turn 19.
Right.
Then I start really living these days out. And then it started becoming like, dang, like, you know what I'm saying? It's only Wednesday. I thought it was Friday. Like, hey, but it's a crazy experience how life really changed like that.
Right.
But it only changed in your mind. Mm-hmm. It only changed on the way you look at it, your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the biggest thing about mindset is that, like, for me, I had to make a decision, and my mindset changed after that.
Right.
And ever since then, I just be in that mode.
Mm-hmm. Real.
That's what it is.
Yeah, nah, this is... Yeah, people are gonna... You definitely gonna inspire some people.
I hope so, man. Real. I can only speak what I live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope somebody... You know what I'm saying? If somebody could pick up something off of my experience, it's a blessing.
Facts. All right, I'm finna break us into our last segment. This one's a little bit more fun. I know we've been talking about a lot of series, but this is our like media section where cool. We talk about what you enjoy, like
yeah.
All that. An opening Pokemon. Question. Okay,
I would like to break
from
into
the
that.
Start, from the get. Let's go.
God,
so do you collect the cards? You play the games? Like, tell us everything. Oh, he got. DS
fire
in
red.
Hand. DS fire red.
Fire red. I've been. Yes. Hey man, anybody listening? I've been looking for somebody with a game board. Look, bro, I gotta. In order to involve your Haunter into Gengar, you gotta trade him to get him back.
Yeah.
I've been looking for somebody, man. But I got the cards.
You got a game board?
I got a Game Boy, but I play it on the DS just because.
Boy, if you need a trade, I got a Game Boy.
Oh, yeah,
you just got to get
on
the cord.
We
I got
on
you.
It. I'm going to go get the cord, and we going to get it because I need that. I got it. I said Gengar, but I got a Haunter.
Right.
A Kadabra and a Machoke.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Haunter evolves to Gengar, Kadabra to Alakazam,
yeah.
And Machoke to Machamp. Mm-hmm. All of them, you got to trade them. They like level like 48 something 50,
right?
Cause but they still ain't involved, you know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't trade them. But yeah, I got the cards too, bro. It's crazy, bro. Cause from somebody on my job, bro, they gave me. It started like 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I always been into Pokemon, but just recently, like 3 months ago, bro. Somebody on my job gave me like a 10 of Pokemon cards and was like, "You're a young guy. You could use these to good use." So I'm like, "All right, whatever, bro." So I was just looking at them. And after a week, I, like, opened it up again and was like, let me look through these for real. And I saw he got a Palkia GX. And I remember when I was a kid, I got in trouble because I stole the Palkia GX 10 from Fred Myers. And my mom made me go back in the store. He's like, I'm sorry I stole this. Y'all take it back from me or whatever. Crazy, damn. Bro. Just like wild. That. So he had the Palkia GX. And when I seen it, it made me want to go buy the 10 because I'm like, I'm having now. Right. I could go get it. So I went out and got it at the store, but I had to find the store that had it.
Right.
And it's like a local store, Guardian Games, where they got all the stuff.
Right.
So I get in there and I was like, yo, I'm going to buy that. Yeah. And they be like $15, $20, $10, $7. See, like $7, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Until you got like 50, 60 cards.
It piled up.
It started going crazy, yeah. But yeah, I got the cards and the game.
You be watching the anime?
I just started watching it again.
Real.
But the newer one.
Real.
Like, I haven't been watching the anime.
Uh-huh.
I do watch anime.
We can break into that too.
But yeah, anime. Like, I haven't really been watching the Pokemon anime like that. Real. I watched the new one, like, I watched like 2 episodes, like maybe a week ago.
Right.
It's crazy you ask that because I really just started watching it.
Thanks.
But I only watched like 2 episodes.
Yeah.
It was cool. It's a little more like the animation different, but yeah, I did.
on the note of anime, what animes you rock with?
What I rock with?
Yeah, what you like?
Man, of course the, you know what I'm saying, the Shonen, yeah. Coach, you know what I mean, Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Yeah.
I never watched One Piece. So
bro, One Piece is
respect
a lot.
To One Piece people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All they fans never watched it though. I watched Bleach, all of it. Ooh. I'm just watching the ones I watched, all of it.
Uh-huh.
Fullmetal Alchemist, I watched all of.
Yeah.
You seen a show called Fate/Zero?
Nah.
I heard of it, yeah.
Hard.
What's it about?
It's like, so basically it's this thing called the Holy Grail, right? And then basically it's a contest for the Holy Grail. All of us, if there was 6-8 of us,
yeah.
We all have what they call a servant, which is basically like a cold warrior.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? It's Alexander the Great, King Arthur, just, you know what I'm saying?
Famous
from
warriors.
History.
Yeah,
famous
yeah, yeah,
warriors,
yeah.
And they fight each other for the Holy Grail.
Mm.
Simple as that. They be going crazy.
That sounds hard.
Crazy.
That
it is
like
hard.
Fate
Zero, I've been watching that. What else did I start watching? It's just volleyball anime I was watching.
Oh, yeah. Hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got put on by this girl. I thought she was lying. She was like, I watch anime. I was like, you don't watch no anime, bro. You don't watch no anime, bro. Don't just, sometimes they just say that just to wait conversation.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's cool. And I was like, okay, whatever. Let me tap in. So I started watching it. And I was like, okay, it's kind of good.
Right.
Yeah, so I was watching that. Let me see. What else? That's tough. I watched a basketball anime, too, called Slam Dunk.
Okay,
OG
bruh,
one,
bruh.
It's an old one.
Did you watch the dub of Slam Dunk?
I did watch the dub. Bruh. I didn't watch the sub.
That show be racist, low key.
They call that man a monkey, right? Oh God. Yeah, bro. It was way back when, so I was like, I'd be benefit of the doubt, but
yeah,
I already know.
That one's rough.
They be wearing J's, though. I be seeing it. They be,
okay,
they be in there wearing J's. I was like, okay, I see you. He had the sixes on.
Right.
It'd be tough for black people in anime.
Yeah.
Man, for real.
They do not be represented.
They're not ready for that conversation, man.
No.
It's crazy. It's crazy, for real.
Nah. What cartoons did you watch as a kid, just in general? So away from anime, just like cartoons, kid shows, anything like that.
I mean, of course, SpongeBob.
Facts.
Robot Chicken. I watched a lot of Robot Chicken.
Yo.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Hard.
Does Afro Samurai, Afro Jack, I mean, count? Afro Jack, that's kind of anime.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's still
Samurai
cartoon.
Jack?
Samurai Jack,
yeah,
that's what I mean. I said
you,
Afro Jack.
You.
Samurai Jack. What else did I watch?
I saw on the cover for your new project.
Yes.
My life is a teenage robot.
But the thing is, so that's the thing. Just my... So, with that show,
right.
I didn't get to watch it a lot, but I loved it when it came on. Mm-hmm. But it always came on at weird times in the day. I just remember it coming on at weird times in the day, and I'll catch, like, maybe the last couple episodes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I love that show. Like,
in fact, that
Jenny was, like, that's her name,
Jenny.
The robot. But I was, that was...
Jenny's
the pigtails,
one.
Bro.
She's the one.
Pigtails, bro. That's what did it for me as a kid, bro. I was like, how they do that? A robot? I feel weird. It is what it is,
yeah,
man.
It is what it is.
I'm older now, so I can say it, but I wouldn't tell nobody back
then.
I'll just be, it's a cool show, man. It's a cool show, Mom. That's why.
I just like the show.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like everyone, you said it's for the plot.
It's for the plot.
No, yeah. I feel like everyone who watched that show definitely had a thing for Jenny.
She was, legit, bro. She legit.
She was dope. She was different. What games did you play?
Oh, I mean, Pokemon.
Facts.
As a kid?
Or now,
I play Halo.
Facts.
2K, of course.
Fire.
I had Def Jam. Y'all know about Def Jam?
Yeah.
Bro, Def Jam was my game, bro. Def Jam, Mario Kart.
Facts.
Gears of War.
Ooh.
Gears of War. I loved Gears of War. It's a game called Army of Two.
Mm.
Low key game.
Yeah,
with the masks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had the. It was like the 40-day war. It was the second one.
Right.
It was hard. What else? Black Ops 2, Modern
Facts.
Warfare 3.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Those just like big middle school days.
Big middle
Those
school.
Those are big,
Absolutely.
Bro. What else did I play? Yeah, but I play all the Halos, all the Call of Duties. Of course, the old school, like Smash Bros, Super Mario 64.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? What people don't know about is this is a game that people don't know about. It was a Sonic game. Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Right.
Some random name like that, bro. It's the best Sonic game they ever made.
Sheesh.
And Sonic games is weak. Well, no disrespect to Sega.
No, you can roast Sonic. You can roast Sonic.
Sonic games are like, you know what I mean?
They ain't been rocking like
that. They cool.
Yeah.
But like that Sonic Adventure Battle, it was cold. That game was the best Sonic game ever.
Real. Real. Nah. Hard, for real. That's a good list.
Ooh. Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Ooh.
Anybody we can get down. Cyclops, Iron Man, and Spider-Man.
Right.
You're not beating me. That's without a doubt. I'll pick up the sticks right now. Bro, Cyclops, Iron Man, Spider-Man.
We should do like a fighting game tournament on the show one day. Because like, we be knowing people who be playing some fighting games.
Yeah.
So like, if you in, we'll throw in Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh yeah, I guess down.
Real.
I guess down.
Fire.
All Marvel team. The Capcom players is cold too, but I stick with Marvel because I mess with them.
Marvel's crazy. Yeah. Marvel's dope. So you rock with Marvel like that?
I do. I watch all the movies. I feel like they disrespected Iron Man.
Ooh.
But we not even going to go there. That was something within the actors and all of that.
Real.
Here's what it is. Iron Man was my guy. I had a song called Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
It said, Iron around my heart, start to feel like Tony Stark. You know what I'm saying? I was sliding. But because I really, Iron Man was my favorite superhero. He still is. Iron Man, then Spider-Man, and then Wolverine.
Real. That's a good top three. That's a good three. That's a hard three. Something we wanted to break into. Mm-hmm. Your opinions on Drake.
Drake. Just, okay. Flat I out. Mean, this is the thing. So, I'm 22. Born in 1999.
Real.
Coming up, I was tapped into Lil Wayne because my big cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around me. Drake is the guy.
Right.
Middle school, you go to a dance, they're playing Drake.
They're playing Drake.
You go to a party, they're playing Drake.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When Drake came out, immaculate vibes.
He was the one.
You know what I'm saying? He was hitting. And so, but I think when I got older into high school, it's probably Uzi fault. Because when I start listening to Uzi, bro, I start listening to Drake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I listened to his, it was like, I think it was the Scorpion album.
Right.
That was the last album that I fully listened to out of Drake. And then it was like, I'll tap in.
Right.
But I give him his, because before that, he was one of my favorite artists.
Thanks.
So he got my respect when it comes to the artistry and come to the game, because I always look at it from their perspective. You know what I'm saying? If I was dealt your cards, how would I play them? And I feel like he's played his cards the way.
Right.
Like, the way he's played the way he's supposed to. What I mean? He did his thing. And so, as an artist, that's why he had my utmost respect. So, I respect what Drake doing. I know it's a lot of people that really don't rock with Drake. Right. You know what I'm saying? Ghostwriting and stuff like that. And stealing flows and stuff like that. But at the same time, I just got to look at it from his eyes and see, you know what I'm saying? He had a goal, and he reached out to who he needed to get there, and he got there and surpassed it, you know what I'm saying? So
I can respect Drake on a level because it's like he's surpassed a lot of his goals that he set for himself.
Right.
It's like I don't really listen to more of his new stuff right now. I feel like for me, I feel like Views, the album, was, like, the last album, like, body of work that I really mess with. But, like, as an artist, he's definitely solidified himself.
Yeah. So. And I feel like that's the biggest thing. Because, like, there's no artist that can... Because think about this. Drake done put Lil Baby on.
Right.
I don't care what nobody say, Drake put Lil Baby on.
Yeah.
He brought Lil Durk back to the limelight. That's what people, I'll listen to Lil Durk back in middle school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back when he had a fade.
Right.
Back when he was posting pictures of throwbacks when he had dreads for the first time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I remember Lil Durk. So I know where his career was at before Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Right.
And Drake, I'm not saying he put him on, because he didn't. But at the same time,
it helped.
That was Lil Durk's first number one, like ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was the most streams he ever received. So you have to recognize that. You know what I'm saying? And then Block Boy JB gave that man a whole career.
Facts.
You got, it's like, it's not many artists. I'm not saying he the only artist that do that, but it's not many artists that could do that. Successful. And for a rapper, for a rapper of his caliber, you know what I'm saying? You just got to respect that. And yeah, I think for me, Views was probably the last album I called like a Drake. Oh, that's a legit Drake album.
Right.
The rest of them was like, to me, compilations, him trying to do stuff.
Right.
I'm excited though. I'm gonna be tapped into his new stuff. Right. His new album when it drop. I'm excited for the return. I gotta ask y'all something. How y'all feel about Playboi Carti verse on Drake's song? On the, what's the song called? He had a song.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
How y'all feel about his verse?
I'm gonna speak from the heart, bro. I thought it was hard.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I've been trying to tell people. He was gassing.
Right.
He was gassing. I don't know why I didn't. And okay, how you feel? And it's a thing, like how you feel about people just trashing him for that verse.
People, okay, the thing with Cardi, here's the thing with Cardi that I think is always funny. Cardi has like changed the game.
Yeah.
By himself single-handedly. It's like he's inspired like so much. And I feel like people try to like, when they hear, it's always when you hear something new, everyone's like, oh, that's trash. That's not good. That ain't it. But it's like, it's still like you, whole lot of Red dropped and now everybody's on the internet doing that Rage music. Like, Mr. Rage would not happen if whole lot of Red didn't drop.
Facts. Facts. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Actually, even before whole lot of Red.
Right.
As an artist, if you go to YouTube, the most common type beat you're going to find is Playboi Carti type
beats. Playboi Carti, Pierre.
Because producers love that sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody could try to be like, Carti wouldn't be none without his producer. But at the same time, it's plenty of people that was rapping with Pierre before that.
Right.
It's plenty of people that could have got those beats, but it's what he did with it.
Right.
That's what people try to downplay, what he did with the beats. Like, it's the simplicity. And people are like, oh, that's nothing. Anybody could have did that. Nah, bro.
No way.
Nobody did that until he did it. And that's why he get my respect. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to go 100 for 100 on every song they record.
Right.
But bro has a very good ratio with the songs he drops.
I agree.
With the songs he drops. He only had, like, 3 projects.
Right.
Yeah. And the ratio of hits to misses, to me, is in his favor, for real.
I agree.
Like, Cardi done did his thing to me. His verse on Drake's song was hard.
Agreed.
And he said, I forgot. I was going. He slid.
I just put some beans in my truck. Yeah, no, that's my
song.
So
he just put up, just get fucked.
Yeah.
he said, remember I used to sleep on the floor.
Christian Dio.
He hard.
He's crazy.
He's hard. Cardi and Uzi, I feel like right now, they like, the most downplayed go to the generation. Like, they done did so much for the game. But because of, like, just how society, the culture, it's the culture.
Right.
It's how the culture done look at them. Like, and then a lot of people rely. I won't say rely, but you know what I'm saying? If you tell me something and somebody asks me about it, they'll just say your opinion. Because they don't know too much about it, but that's what they know about it.
Right.
And so they don't form their own opinion on something.
Thanks.
That's why I say, for me, when I show you my music and we sitting right here, you're going to feel it, because you're going to feel that energy, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you get somebody else secondhand show you, and while they showing you the song, they're like, hey, he's kind of cool,
right?
I guess. And the song playing, it's going crazy.
Right.
He's all right. I mean, he not all that. You know what I mean? You listening to it, but at the same time in your head, you like, he right, I guess, not all that, you know. But if I'm right here, we listen to it, and I'm just and I'm feeling
going
it
with
just
it.
Naturally how I feel it.
Right.
I'm not hyping it, I'm not gassing it, but I'm just showing you, like, this my song, like, I feel that,
this,
you know what
energy.
I mean? And you like, okay, so this how you coming, okay? And it's nobody in your ear. It's like when they say, he said, Little Caesars tastes good when you don't got up in your ear telling you it don't.
Right.
He said, I swear Little Caesars is fire when you don't got up in your ear telling you it trash.
Facts. No.
And that's literally what it is, bro. Like, people don't be forming their own opinions.
They did not. No, I agree with
him. Crazy.
I had a question for you, just going off of energy. And you're very, like, passionate. Like, you're going to talk, like, about what you really fuck with.
Yeah.
I mean,
You can. We gonna oh, clean yeah, it. We gonna clean it. No.
I realized halfway through. Like, yeah, my bad.
No, we gonna like, clean the episode. You
But it obviously also like shows like through like what you wear too, mm-hmm. and like even like what you talk about. What does an outfit like from Bon Wavy look like? Like starting your day off.
Man, starting my day off. First thing I do is I put on some pants.
Right.
I start with the pants. Unless I got a shirt in my mind that I know I want to put a fit around, I usually start with the pants, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then go from there. But at the end, what the outfit is popping. That's what it is. Right. The outfit is, you see me across the street and it was like, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
I want to wear something that when you see it, you like, I couldn't even rock that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I want to wear something that you see it like, I would never wear that. Right. But when you did it, bro,
you got
that's
it.
The type of fits I want to put on, you know what I'm saying? Like, and also at the same time, like, I feel like the same way, it's like this. Art is expression.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes about everything. So music, fashion, that's all art.
Right.
So that means for me, if I want to step into fashion, I got to express myself through my fashion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got little anime shorties on my shirt, you know what I'm saying? I got the Tony Rainwater stars and, you know, going crazy. The colors is bright. Because, like, that's just the stuff I like. I got these big old boots on, moon boots, because, you know what I'm saying?
Those
heavy stepper,
crazy.
I'm on the moon. That's what it is.
On the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Where did you get those shoes, bro?
Agent 33s. They need to sign me, bro. Everywhere I go, bro, where you get them shoes? I'm the only person. Nobody ever done walked up to me and be like, hey, bro, I got those shoes. Or I saw those shoes on. No, bro. Every time when I was in LA, bro, what kind of shoes is those, bro? I'm about to order those right now, bro. I'm telling you, bro, Agent 33s, though.
Right.
These ones is the Exterminator.
Ooh.
Exterminator, and then some random word from, I don't even know. But yeah, Exterminators.
Yeah, no,
I'm finna get the black
crazy.
Pair.
Those are crazy.
Definitely very unique. I feel like your personality definitely like shows like through the way you dress. So it's crazy.
Yeah. I try, you know what I'm saying? I just be putting it on. You feel me? It's all about, I see some gear that's hard. You know what I mean? And like, if I see a shirt, I already see the fit.
Right.
I just gotta buy the other stuff.
Right.
To go around it. And then I might see some blue jeans. You know what I mean? And then I might go, and then the blue jeans got little rips in them, and then these blue jeans got stars. I'm like, rips or stars? Stars for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's just like, but I can envision it all. It's all about a vision.
Right.
And another thing about fashion is that it all ties into your brand.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? Bon Wavy. I got my name from Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
As a youngin, you know what I'm saying? The first artist I listened to outside of rap music was Bon Jovi.
Right.
Rock, you know what I'm saying? Then I started listening to Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, you know what I'm saying? Just tapping into that world.
Mm-hmm.
But I credit him for opening my eyes to a whole new world of music. You know what I'm saying? I started listening to Daft Punk.
Right.
Who else was I listening to? What's his name? I forgot his name, but he another rock artist.
Mm-hmm.
But he just opened my eyes. And so, it's like, if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have had the aptitude to try as much as I tried.
Right.
I would have been in the same lane everybody else is, trying to rap about the same stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I say that to say, that ties into the brand, because that rock star lifestyle is like, it's more than just saying I'm a rock star.
Right.
It's more than just, maybe you did hop on a rock beat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than that. You know what I mean? Bon Jovi was a rock star because every day he lived like a rock star.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the way you dress has to portray that. And it's not that I'm portraying anything, but I'm portraying my image.
Right.
That's what it is. It's just who I am on the outside.
Right.
So that's why fashion is big. Like, to me, like, you got to step out unless that's not who you are.
Right.
If that's not who you are, then it's fine. But if you put that out there, that's you. You put that out there that you this rock star, that you this, you know what I'm saying, this popping dude, and this is what you about, and you so vibrant, and you so bright in these songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm stepping in Versace, Balenciaga, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to come like that. Even if you don't got Balenci's, you got to come with something
That's
that make
clean.
Me look like, okay, I see you.
Right.
Because then, you're capped.
Right.
And you don't want to cap.
Nah.
You don't want to cap. That's something you don't want to do. And that's one thing I was big on. I don't want to cap because, you know what I'm saying? My family hear my music. Right. My people hear my music. My right. friends hear my music. I'm not going to be that guy.
Right.
I'm not going to be that guy. Talk about, you know what I'm saying? I killed John last week on the phone. Like,
yeah, nah.
Like I just see John. You ain't never killed nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I know people like that, though. And it's funny, bro, for real, because, like, I know people that's really like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't bump into me. I rock with that thing. Like, no, you don't, bro.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It rap about something you about. And you don't even got to, like, you don't got to rap and say, like, oh, I'm broke. You don't got to do that. You don't got to rap and say, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why in the song, I said, she want to burn, I'm Charizard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just little things here and there, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole song, Train Rainwater. Blues on my mind like Bulma. Bulma right. is a character off of Dragon Ball Z. M's on my mind, Vegeta, because Majin Vegeta, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Say he cool, I'm cooler, plus my neck is Frieza. Because cooler is Frieza's brother.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? My neck is Frieza. Yeah, you feel me? Right.
Yes.
But it's just like, if I didn't have that background in Dragon Ball Z, I wouldn't talk about that.
Exactly.
But I do because I
you watched
I have
it.
That.
You got it.
And that's what it's about, bro. Just being true to yourself. And you got to be real. Like, the biggest thing is really finding yourself before anything. Because once you find yourself, at that point, you just living.
Right.
But a lot of your life is going to be caught up trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong and what fits to you if you don't know who you are.
Right.
So you got to find yourself first before you even do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't understand why they make you go to college right out of high school. But that's another conversation.
That's a whole other
because thing. I'm 18 years old, bro. It's some people that turn 18 when they get to college.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm still a kid right here. Mm. It's people that's 18 grown. Majority though, that's a kid you putting out there into the world like that, and you telling them, you know what I mean, give me 80 bands, give me 100,000. Right. Like, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you telling them, yeah, I'm gonna need this back, but you good, you gonna find a career, you gonna be all right. Like, nah, bro.
It's crazy.
You gotta find yourself first before any of that.
You having kids spending $20,000 and don't even know what taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah.
Crazy.
It's
man.
Nuts.
It's crazy. And then those same schools post on their website a little black kid with a smile like, yeah, we're diverse, come right. through here to try to get you to think like, okay, I'm going to be welcome up there. Like, a big thing about the school I went to, but it was racist, bro.
Right.
That was another thing. Like, so I was like, all right, I'm not kicking it with nobody. I took a little music, like not even music. It was just audio engineering
right.
for movies. But I did that because they let me get into the studio 24 hours. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I started skipping class, bro. I was bringing females to the studio, bro. Like, they had to, like, get on me, bro. Like, I almost got in trouble. Like, they was talking to the people, like, bro, like, you can't be doing all this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was in the studio all the time.
Right.
Like, for real. Like, and, like, because it was just, like, I went into a little McDonald's, and they dead didn't serve me, bro. Until I was like, I'll call your people. Like, y'all not going to. They was looking me dead in the face. I was like, can I get. Just looking at me. Didn't say nothing. Can I get or whatever. Just looking at me. You know what I mean? Like,
what state were you
I
in?
Know you see me here. This is Newburgh, Oregon.
Bruh.
Newburgh, Oregon, Facts. Bro. This is right here in Facts. Oregon, bro. Like, this isn't all out in the boonies, bro. And I was like, yeah, bro. Until I threatened you. You know what I mean? I had to threaten you to get.
To get
some
anywhere.
Regular service,
right.
to get some food, and like, what do you want? And I just walked away at that point, but right. I'm like, wow,
no, that's
crazy. You know what I'm saying? I got into so many fights with, like, crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Just because. So, but I don't say that to get into that. I say that to say that made me just get in the studio all the time.
Right.
I didn't have nobody to kick it with. I wasn't trying to kick it with nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a few females here and there, but that's.
You were just recording.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a waste of time. Like,
right.
I'm really focused. So that was another big thing. I'm like, bro, I'm not coming back here, bro.
Right.
I got my life popping up with this music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going crazy. I'm starting to really find my passion.
Right.
And y'all dubbing me. Right. Just because of, you know what I'm saying?
And they got so, you spending thousands.
Nah. I'm gonna just go crazy with this music. And I'll say that's the best decision I ever made was to not go back to school.
Facts.
Because I was looking at it the other day when I was in L.A., like, bro, I'm on the rooftop in Los Angeles recording a music video for the free.
Uh-huh.
What kind of life am I living off a dream?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm in L.A. off the music, off of that. That's crazy to me. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I went to L.A. off the music. What? That's not heard of in my family. I told you, bro, I got three big cousins that's rap, and I love them to death. This ain't nothing to put them down, but, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, they didn't do that, bro. So it's just, like, for me, like, this is big.
This is it.
So mm-hmm. I'm in L.A., bro. I'm tapped in with, you know yes. who I'm tapped in with, bro. Yes. So it's like, damn.
You doing it.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. And at the same time, pedal to the metal, because that's what got me here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Putting that work.
That's why it's like every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was in the studio last night, and then I woke up, got in the studio. I had to go get my new retainers.
Right.
And that's why I was, you know.
No, you chilling, yeah.
But I was on the way from, like, 182nd or something like that, deep. But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Get in the studio, get back in the studio, do whatever life stuff I need to do.
Right.
And then get back into this music. Like, this music is like all my eggs are in this basket, bro. Mm-hmm. There's no plan B, none of that. You know what I'm saying? How can you say, this is the thing about plan Bs. How can you say you gave 100% if you have a plan B? Because now you got to give at least 25 to make sure that plan B is going to be successful enough to be a safety net.
Right.
So how can I say I'm? So now I got 75 in plan A. But then I'm going to be dissatisfied because I didn't give 100%.
Mm.
And they tell you to give 100% in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
But how am I have a plan? You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense. It don't make sense. It's these, they have all these little things to try to make it make sense. But they know it don't make sense.
Right.
It's all about safety, bro. I'm not about safety. I'm about high risk, high reward.
Right.
You got to put in that work to make sure. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm about.
Facts. Yo. Any other questions from y'all?
I mean, I did want to break into some of your, like, artist influences and, like, people you rock with, like, Wayne in particular.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, favorite projects from him?
Man, the Dedication series.
Mm,
I love his albums, but though that Dedication, bro. The mixtapes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Like, I wish he could put out the Dedication on Apple Music so that people would just know. Because, like, Wayne gets so much hate, bro. It's crazy to me. He gets so much hate because of his new stuff. But people haven't heard that Dedication style at the whole side. That's why they say the mixtape Wayne is a real life artist, bro. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother dude. And album Wayne is cold too. But it's just a different mentality when you're going into album mode. And I understand that now as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just Dedication series. I loved Funeral. Funeral got
agreed.
Mixed. You know what I'm saying? I loved Funeral. Like Father, Like Son.
Mm-hmm.
That was his one he did with Birdman.
Mm.
Hard. That was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That was back way back when I was like elementary school. But my dad brother put me on. And he used to slap it all the time while I'm in the house playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Slaps. But yeah, my favorite right now, my favorite Wayne project, it's hard to say. Dang, it's too many, bro.
Right.
It's too many. I can't.
That's fair.
I can't.
That's fair.
I feel like one day I'm going to meet Wayne. Really? And he's going to be like, that was your favorite project. And I'm like, nah, bro. But you know what I mean? So I can't say nothing right now.
Real. Keep it in.
Yeah.
Rock with you.
But Wayne crazy. Yeah. I'll give you my top five right now, though.
Let's go.
Favorites. I done had this conversation about the best. And that's going to become long because I really. So I'm going to just tell you my favorites.
Yeah.
My top five favorites right now is Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Uzi.
Yeah.
Future.
Let's go.
Chief Keef. Mm. And Cardi.
That's a great five.
That's my five.
That's a
good all five. Time.
Yes.
It's all time.
Favorites of all time.
I'm very knowledgeable about music.
Right.
I came up like I said, I'm 99. I had a big family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was put on to all the GOATs that is the Mount Rushmores and, you know what I'm saying, the classic culture of hip-hop. I know about these guys. It's just a something thing that these These guys, that top five,
different.
It's different, bro. Mm-hmm. It's different, bro. So, yeah, that's my five.
I respect that.
I'll put them against anybody, too.
Real? No. I would say, like, a lot of the names that you... My top five is more controversial, even. Like, the people that you have on, like, some of the people that you have on the lower tier are on, like, my top three. Like, so it's like... That your list makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, we on that same type of time. I like that.
The list definitely makes sense.
Yeah, they going. That's how they do it, bro. And this is the main thing though, because like with all of them, it's they did the same. I can feel them, bro. They say certain things that I know nobody else would say but them. You know what I mean? I could feel their energy when they recording it through the song.
Right.
So it's like it's that. You know what I mean? It's something like that type of stuff is what does it for me.
Right.
And then Wayne is just on a different level because, like, Wayne could jump into that lyrical, miracle, spiritual individual. You know what I mean? He jumps into that world, but then he also does that energy.
Right.
He does that raw vibe. He does that, you know, craziness. He, you know what I'm saying? The influctuations with his voice and stuff like that. Like, that's certain stuff that a lot of artists won't take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
He took that risk.
Right.
That man, at the peak of his career, made a rock album.
Right.
Who's doing that? Who's taking that risk? Regardless of what people think about his rock album. I liked it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But regardless of the reviews, at the peak of his career, he knew where he was at as an artist and decided that he was going to push himself to do something different.
Right.
Outside of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's crazy, bro. Everybody not doing that, bro.
Facts.
That's why it's just like, he's different.
No,
that's why he's number one to me.
No, that's a good call. I feel like people who put Wayne, like, as their number one, like, especially for when we grew up. I think we're all 20. I'm about to turn 21. But it's like...
I'm the oldest. That's crazy. Bro, that's so crazy to me. I feel like I've never been in a room. Not never, but I don't never be in a room and be the oldest in the room.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy,
bro. We trying to take
there
over, bro.
Yeah. Like, I told you, I feel like I'm 38. Yeah, y'all make me. That's crazy. Wow.
But, like, coming out of the era that we came up in, like, mid-2000s, Wayne was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You could not listen to the radio without hearing Wayne.
It was, like, a year he had, like, 70 features or something like that.
Right.
I think Wayne was, like, one of the first artists I, like, was memorizing, like, songs.
Right.
Like, off the...
Yeah.
6 foot, 7 foot.
8 foot, March.
Well, I swear, it was a girl... I got her number because I rapped the whole 6 foot 7 verse. I swear to God. I got her number because it was at a random little car. It was a school promotion thing.
Right.
And you know, you got to make some money for the school car wash. She was in the back seat of her mom's car and we was slapping the thing. And then the verse came on and then she had like locked the eyes of me.
Bruh.
So I was like, oh yeah, it's time. My time is came. You know what I mean? And I start gassing it. And then after that, I start talking to her. She's like, oh, that's fire. You can rap. You know what I'm saying? And I got her number all of that. I still can hit her to this day. We could be with her.
Yeah. So I think we're pretty much at the end of our episode. You got to plug yourself. Give us all your plugs. Tell us where the audience can find you.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, all that.
No, it is. Big Wave, Bond Wavy. Nutty North, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from. Bond Wavy on Instagram.
Right.
Bond Wavy on Twitter.
Right.
Bond Wavy on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Bond Wavy. Everywhere you need to find me, you can find me Bond Wavy. BONWAVI. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't spell it with a Y. You already know. We going crazy. Cyber Pop Star out now. Hottest tape out the town. Hottest tape ever, to be honest, right now. Finna surpass it with the best tape ever. Cyborg Love.
Let's go.
Going crazy.
For real.
And that's our show. You can follow my Spotify at ZGen4 to find a playlist that has new upcoming local artists that we update every week.
And y'all can find those same playlists on my Apple Music at Taya_Simone.
Y'all can follow Bond Wavy on all social medias at Bond Wavy. And he has his new project, Cyborg Love, coming very soon. You can follow me on Instagram at King_E.D.O. And you can email me at my numbers email, KingEDO@thenumberswithaZ.FM.
You can follow me on Instagram at Serendipity_Solstra. And you can hit my numbers email, Solstra@thenumbers.FM.
You guys can all hit me on Instagram at Taya_Simone. And you can email me at SimoneTheWaterBearer@thenumbers.FM.
anchor.fm, numbers with a Z.
Lastly, you can find The Numbers on all social medias at The Numbers FM with a Z, and you can go to our website, www.thenumbers.fm with a Z. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to y'all next week.